a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Hour number two underway here on the program. I'm starting to groove to the Allman Brothers here just a little bit too much. what a great song. I love that song. 800-313-9443. It's open lines tonight on the program. Brian emailed me here just a few minutes ago, and if you want to also get your reps and your senators, you can go to truthtellers.org. You can also go to congress.org. and put in your zip code, and it'll pop it right up for you. And so you'll know who the congressional yahoos are in your area. And you can let them know how you feel. You can do it by email. You can do it telephonically as well. I think that, you know, the email has an effect, and I think the telephone has an effect too, because they've got to stop what they're doing, pick it up, and answer it. You know, and there's only so many people that they have in their offices, and you just light it up. I would love to hear a report that the House switchboard is taken down tomorrow. We've done it once. We can do it again. And Ted had told me earlier today when I had talked to him that church folks are more interested in this time than they have been previously, and that and so hopefully they'll be on the phones as well. You know, trying to get this thing kicked out of there. You know, the thing that bothers me about Congress and the government per se, totally, is they do so many things that are outside of the Constitution. Most of what they do, many of these departments that we have, there's no constitutional basis for any of these. I mean, it's just to keep government in power. And it just grows and it grows and it grows because it's a parasite. Government's a parasite because it feeds off the people. And it just continues to grow. And until you become your own antibiotic and say no more growth, in fact, we're going to slim you down a little bit, Mr. Parasite, it's going to keep growing. Till eventually it overtakes you. And that's what's trying to happen now. You've got all these people who, with their own little bit of power, and they want more. Because power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. I mean, it's a given. It's been proven over time, over and over and over again. And we got a group of people that think that they're entitled to rule the world. And that we're here to serve them instead of them serving us. All right, going to grab a break. We'll come back with a Ron Paul clip from Ron Paul on The View. Don't go anywhere. Tuesday night edition of The Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com. Or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Continues to roll on. Donations just continuing to come in. $10,642,554.19. With a good 3.5 weeks to go to the goal of 12 million. Tea Party Go 7's got over 20,000 people who signed up. And the blimp evidently is the flight plan has been made. And I think some of the money has been collected for it. So that's very cool. And so things are looking good. But Ron Paul today on The View. You know, I know this is like a women's oriented show and that kind of thing, but they spend the bulk of their time talking about abortion. He's trying to explain things to them And you get Whoopi Goldberg thinks she knows it all. She's going to lay it all out. You know, I liked Whoopi Goldberg as Guinan on Star Trek, but that's about it. And if you didn't see the show, Joy Boeheim or Behar, whatever her name is practically like feeling him up. I'm going like, what? What are you doing? So hold on. Here's the clip. Take a listen to this. This is Ron Paul today on The View.
Presidential candidate that even has some of the Democrats on his side. And as we've said before, and this is shocking,
He's
a gynecologist too. He's two treats in one. No wonder he's my favorite Republican because, he could be the president. So please welcome 10-term Texas congressman / gynecologist, Ron Paul.
Good to see everybody.
I have to hit you with my first question because we discussed it in the Hot Topics. I've read all of your stuff, and I know that you want limited government. Get government out of my life, right?
Good idea.
What about Roe v. Wade? I don't want the government telling me what to do with my body. How do you justify that?
I think the question is whether a baby that is unborn, that weighs 8 pounds, seventh or eighth month of gestation, has any rights. Is it a person?
But what about the first month, when you usually get an abortion?
You're not for all abortion.
I don't know. It would have to come up in a specific case.
Thin the line, so you don't want me to do an abortion on somebody that has an 8-pound normal baby?
No, of course not.
You're not for abortion, really.
No, wait a minute. But if the woman wants to abort a baby at 8 months, something's wrong, either with her mental state or her health.
The law says they can do that.
Yeah, but the law should...
If it's her body, why
shouldn't
can't she
it
do
be
it?
Between the doctor and the woman?
That's not exactly true. There is a limit as to when you can have an abortion. I believe that's the truth.
All the way through the third trimester.
I don't think so anymore.
Roe versus Wade allows it in the third trimester. It dictates to the doctor what he can do in the first trimester, second trimester, and third trimester. Mm-hmm. So it is the law of the land.
So are you not against, just you like Roe v. Wade, except up to a point? Is that what your position?
The federal government doing anything.
Okay.
So I want the states to deal with it.
Oh, but if you're against abortion, what's the difference? Who's doing it, the states or the government?
Well, there's a big difference because the Constitution does give them. The states don't deal with murder and violence.
Okay,
and
so it's not a moral position. It's more of a political position.
It's a legal position.
It means that the states deal with it.
Because I honor and respect the rights of the mother, but your home, too. Your home is your castle. I don't want any government in your home.
Right.
No searches without warrants.
Right, of course.
No cameras. Mm-hmm. But you can't kill your baby in your home.
Well, no, but that's murder. That's different.
Okay, but somebody sees this. I have, as a physician, I've been trained to bring life into the world. Mm-hmm. And if I do harm to the baby, I get sued. So the baby is alive and has what rights?
Well, let me ask you this.
That's such an unusual situation. We're talking about girls who are in trouble and they want to have an abortion in the first month.
Would you be happy with a law that says abortion should be done no later than at 6 weeks gestation?
Look, I'm not happy with abortion, period. Nobody is.
Well,
but that's not the point.
But here's my question. If you make a decision that this is where you need to go, because as I said to somebody else earlier on this show, no one makes this decision lightly. This is not something somebody says, I think I'll go get this. This is not a fun thing to go do.
Yeah.
So if someone has come to that place to make that decision, it's because they really feel like it needs to be there. Now, I think you should be able to get some help if you're reaching out for somebody like that. What bothers me is that there is no one who says, here's what we can do, because, you have all these children. What are we going to do with them? If everybody has the kids, nobody in the churches don't want to take them. Nobody wants to put them in the thing. No, I'm going to finish that thing, period.
The question is whether abortion should be done on demand and who controls it. What you're saying is a very difficult problem that we can deal with. And the more difficult a problem that we have, the more you want to be held locally. Before Roe versus Wade, before it was legalized across the board, board on demand. States did. I saw it happening. Abortions were done on rare circumstances. And it was done with caution.
No,
there was a recognition.
There was a recognition
that life was valuable. And I don't think anybody's going to win this. You're not even for abortion for anybody every time a minute before birth. You don't want to abort these normal babies.
That's murder.
At the same time, I don't think we'll ever reach a stage where there will be no abortions.
I want
to sort this out the way the Constitution mandates, and that is at the local level.
At the local level, you get girls from California or some other state where they can't do it. They have to drive from Arkansas to Timbuktu if it's left to the state level.
That's true, and they've got to be pretty rich.
And they've got to be wealthy.
But we might not have any partial birth abortions, of normal babies.
Right, that's only one subject that we can get to with you.
The other subject I wanted to ask about was your views on immigration. You said that you had a plan for immigration. You wanted to secure our borders.
I think our problem of immigration comes from the fact that we have a weak economy and immigrants are scapegoats. And if we had a healthy economy and we weren't worrying about our jobs and we weren't worrying about the downturn of our economy, I think immigration wouldn't be nearly as problem as this. But I don't want to reward people who break the law. So I'm not for amnesty.
I want people
to come here legally. But if we had a healthy economy, I think the immigrants would be much more welcome. But because we reward it and we put pressure on our states, our hospitals are literally closing in Texas because they can't afford the free health care and the free education.
I want to remove
the incentives.
Let me ask you this. So now, if you become president, what's your stance on China? How are you going to balance that out? Because there's a big old issue. And one of the things I've not heard anybody say is, here are the issues with China. This is what I'm going to do to make sure that the things that have been happening are not going to happen again. And the other part of this question is, if you feel so strongly about immigration, how are you going to get all these big companies in this country to stop shipping all the jobs across the water to other places, and so people can get their jobs back and stop blaming it on the illegal immigrants?
I would treat China like every other country. I want to be friends with country. I don't want to intimidate them. I don't want to put sanction on them. I want to not fight with them, and I want to trade with them. But the China probably is a consequence of a lot of our failed economic problems here. Our jobs leave because we overtax and we overregulate, and also it's a currency problem. We've been able to print money and export our money. Why work for a living? Why have production here at home if the world's still accepting our dollars? So why not just buy our stuff from overseas? That's part of the problem, except that's changing because the dollar's going down, and that is one of the most serious threats we're facing today in our economy, is the weakness of our dollar.
Is there another Republican? Now, you probably are not going to win, and you know that, right?
No, I don't mean to be negative.
I'm sorry, because it's very hard. He's got front runners all over the place.
You want those pro-war people to win?
No, I don't. That's why I like you. My question is there any other person running that you would vote for if you were not running yourself?
It would be difficult.
A gun to your head, who is it going to be?
You mean in the Republican primary?
Both.
Right now, if they come around endorsing my anti-war views and pro-free markets and sound money, yeah, I would consider it, but I don't have anybody now that I could vote
for.
I'll have to keep talking to them.
Congressman Paul, thank you so much. We wish we could have more time with you because we got so many questions, and we just thank you so much. We will be right back.
All right, so Ron Paul on The View. The issue. What's the issue? Whoopee. Come on with your issue. Whoopee. Whoopee, 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 whoopee. Issue. She never said what the issue is. The fact that we've got $1 trillion of our dollars. The fact that half of our food supply is imported. Jeez. My producer is asking, what do they get on before this show? No joke. There must be like a gas leak in the dressing room on this thing. But he did a good job. I mean, as always, he does a great job in these interviews. And this is, spent over half the time talking about abortion. And that's just one of those dividing, divisive issues that you're going to get people who are going to sit and argue about and argue about and argue about when the country's falling apart. Now we've got to get things. We got to get the ship righted, and have to put things back the way they're supposed to be, and things will take care of themselves, or we'll take care of them once the ship's righted. There'll be a lot of discussions that we'll have to have when all is said and done. Back in a minute. If you'd like to join us, 800-313-9443. You're listening to the Midnight Rider.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Here on the Midnight Rider here, glad you're with us on tonight's show. I want to say hello to everyone listening on TruthNet Radio as this program is being simulcast there. To everybody listening on KU Satellite and everybody listening on low-power FM stations across the country. Wow, so many different ways to get the message of freedom, truth, and liberty. This is really incredible. Technology is a wonderful thing. It's a tool that can be used for good or for evil. And we've chosen to use these tools for good. And I'm happy to be a part of it, glad to be a part of it. I love doing this every night. Love being here. And I want to thank the micro operators again for what they do. And tomorrow night on the program is our micro broadcasting show. We're going to have Mike Jones with us from Texas Resistance Radio. Probably one other person is going to join us as well. And we're going to have a good show talking about micros. Everything you wanted to know about a micro, but we're afraid to ask, tomorrow night is the night. Call the neighbors. Call your friends. You got people in meetup groups? You want to spread the word about Ron Paul? Put a micro up. Put a whole load of micros up. And so tell your friends in your meetup groups to be listening tomorrow night. And we'll open up the phone lines, let people call in with questions and all that. So we're going to have a good show tomorrow night. So be here at 11 p.m. Central Time right here on the Midnight Rider. Sean in Massachusetts, thank you for holding. Welcome to the Midnight Rider.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thanks. You know what? I just was listening to that exchange with the woman with Ron Paul, and I just thought it was just like overwhelming for me. And I think probably for a lot of viewers that it was a little bit overwhelming. I mean, he barely had time to respond to, I mean, as a presidential candidate, he barely had time to respond to a lot of the things that he has subscribed to and is.
Yeah, I think he did as well as he possibly could in that environment. I mean, you've got Whoopi, who is ultra left, who's, you know, just all over him, and like, the, you know, abortion is the deciding issue. And I was listening to another talk show today, driving around, and it was Hannity's show, and he's a supporter of Giuliani. And this one guy, you know, called up, and his only issue was abortion. And that was it. And I'm thinking, man, you know, the walls are crumbling here. Vesuvius is about to blow, and it's zero hour, and we need to fix our country. Stop worrying about the side issues. We'll deal with them later. Not that
absolutely.
I'm happy the 40-minute babies are dead.
Yeah. You know what? It amazes me because, you know, I did some research, and I'm going to be, you know, with the campaign manager here in Massachusetts to, of course, support Ron Paul, and I have for some time. And I think that, you know, it resonates out throughout the network that you have, which is important. It's amazing the fact that, you know, where he has gone with his money and everything else, with his ideals. It's incredible that he has gone from like a lame candidate that he is now just in the forefront of New Hampshire. And he's probably going to win New Hampshire. And I'm from Massachusetts. And you know what? I think that there's probably no question that he's going to win New Hampshire with the supporters that we have here. And based on not only his money, but it's not because of his own money. It's because of his ideals. It's because of the people. It's because of what is happening and what needs to happen in this country, period. Point blank. What you are doing, Mike, and what people are doing, it needs to happen. And this man is the candidate, period. It is. Mm-hmm. There's no question. There's no question. You know that.
Yeah. Yeah, indeed. And he's doing well. And I think the proof there is, you know, as I went to a Ron Paul rally on Sunday, 350 people were there. There was no media advertising of the event. It was all basically word of mouth, and 350 people show up. We had people from Kansas and Texas come up. And that just shows the draw that this guy has. And Ron Paul wasn't even there. His son was there. And so, I mean, that's how people are coalescing right now. And I appreciate the call, Sean. We're about to go to a break here.
But you know, Mike, what's that? More important is if you think about what happened in Iowa. But he was excluded from Iowa.
Right.
Remember that?
Yeah.
350 people in that agenda over there, and there were 1,600 people in a different with Ron Paul. What does that say? Yep. When he was
Sean, we got to go. We're coming up to a break. Thanks for the call. It says that the message of freedom and liberty resonates. People get it. People understand it. People want it. Everybody on this planet craves to be free. Back in just a minute. This is the Midnight Ride.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for this sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Half hour of the Midnight Rider tonight. Glad you're with us. We've got George Bush here, and we're going to get into this here in just a minute. The National Intelligence Estimate says that Iran gave up their nuclear weapons program in 2003. And of course, the decider, he's not going to take that and leave well enough alone and say, okay, Iran's off the table. We'll play the clip from his press conference today. Just the guy has lost it. I mean, he's literally lost it. Well, let's go back to the telephone first. Catherine in Montana, Welcome to the program. How are you tonight?
Hi, Mike. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Okay. Heard a little bit of squelch, so I have to say hello to Big Brother here. Anyway,
well, hold on, Catherine. Let's make sure they've got a good signal. Testing, 1, 2, testing. Okay, now continue.
I always say something about Big Brother because we all know that they listen listen to the radio shows and our telephone calls because, you know, we're just such fascinating people and they want to lump us into that little group. Yeah. I do have a concern. I read many forums and I'm in various chats and so forth and so on. And you can tell that the other side has infiltrated even so-called conservative sites that were formerly, you know, okay sites, but they're so far gone into the New World Order and neocon agenda from the Democrats and the Republicans that it's pretty pathetic. They're really trying to smear Dr. Paul because of his strong stance in constitutional issues and calling what's going on in this country by the right terms, such as illegal aliens, not immigrants, legal or not. And you could tell that obviously from that tape you played earlier with the Bimbettes on The View, which I don't watch, but or don't have TV anymore anyway, but that's beside the point. I think that Dr. Paul's campaign should be concerned about this because I do feel that there are either Fed provocateurs or plants from other campaigns or just ignorant people infiltrating and literally trying to make anybody who stands for Dr. Paul to put it bluntly, a bigot.
Yeah, you know.
You see where
I'm
coming from? And you know, I I think crime is crime, and there is no such thing as hate crime. I think that's just baloney, and I was against that years ago when they came up with the first one, and I'm against all of this other politically correct stuff. But I do fear that there are people that are scaring away newcomers who are reading boards and in various chats and in this and that trying to learn about Dr. Paul and his constitutional issues, that these other people are literally plants or just trying to stir up something so that he does not get the vote. They're scared to death of Dr. Paul.
Oh, certainly they are. Because here's the deal. The plan was in that Hillary is elected. We keep it all in the family because what's essentially is the Bush family is the Clinton family when you go back and trace the money.
Right, I know.
And Ron Paul is a monkey wrench, and they don't like it. And because he's the one that stands in the way. You know, Bush has taken so many of the freedoms away, but now you're going to have somebody come and do the other goodies like guns.
Mm-hmm.
And other things like that, and that's what her job is, so it can be done from a Democratic point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody goes, oh, well, she's just a Democratic president, what do you expect? And everybody just, you know, idly goes along and sits back while it happens. But fortunately, you and I know that there's no difference. The thing in these chat rooms, though, is I see a lot of people come in as imposters and that type of thing. You're going to have them. And you know, like, just like the old bombardiers used to say, if you're not getting any flack, you're not over the target.
Mm-hmm.
And we're
and on
over
the boards, too, and on all of kinds of political boards.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there are boards that are banning. Well, you and I have talked about this.
Well, I brought up the one about the
red. You called in one night about that.
Right. I read that article that I found about that one called Red State that just a link led to a link that led to another link. But what I feel that Dr. Paul should do, and I felt he should have done this back in 1988, but now things are so much worse, I think he should just come out. I realize we can talk about his website and we can talk about RBM and Truth Network and other radio, you know, internet stations and bumper stickers and all that. But I think he should come, he should remain the gentleman that he is, and he should tell the truth. and call a spade when it comes to the Constitution and Bill of Rights. I also think he should come back and just lay it on the line and say, look here, yes, there are going to be people that are drawn to my campaign, even though I don't totally agree with them, and then there are ones that are going to come to my campaign that I do agree with them.
Right.
But I also think he should come out and say, look, some of these statements that they're making about Dr. Paul are wrong, or I said that wrong here, bear with me here, that he should come out and say what they're saying is wrong. Check the record. He has only changed one position from 1988 that I know of, and even previous to that, and that was on the death penalty because of the concern with DNA records and falsification, and DNA is more prevalent now in research and finding out about criminals and things like that. But basically, he has remained the same man. But I think he should come back stronger, and I think that his campaign people, son or whoever, should come back and say, look here, this is where he stood and this is what he said, because they are really, I'm not kidding you, Mike, I read tons, as you know, being a retired lady here, but they are just trying to get him from every angle you can think of. I mean, they're calling
they are. And like, you know, it's like I said, you know, if you're over the target, you're going to get the flack. And he's over the target. I mean, 6 months ago, he didn't even register on national polls. He's sitting at 7% now. He's 5% away from Mitt Romney in these national polls that they're taking daily. And so, I mean, and just in the last 2 weeks, he's gained another 2%. And when the top dog's sitting at 18%, Ron Paul's closing in, and he's closing in fast.
They're scared to. They are so scared of him, and not just because of the Federal Reserve and the monetary issues, because this country is in deep doo-doo. I mean deep doo-doo, and our debt load and everything else. But when they criticize him and say, oh, he's living in some fantasy world about the New World Order and all, smart people know what the score is. They know that the neocon agenda involves the New World Order folks from the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, the whatever party. It's not just here in the United States. It's worldwide. It's not just, you know, in support of the state of Israel and all these other wars. He should come out and say that. As far as I'm concerned, I mean, yes, he has been outspoken and said this, that, or whatever, but he should come out and say that. And if they want to put a tinfoil on him, they're going to have to put it on everybody else.
The problem is, though, is when you do that, you blow the campaign for him. That's like a lot of 9/11 people said he ought to come out about 9/11, and he ought to talk about 9/11. Well, we know that if he comes in and says, hey, those buildings were blown up, campaign's over.
Right, I agree with you there, Mike. I agree with you there. I'm not talking about the 9/11 thing.
I'm just talking about, you know, if he goes too far,
right,
in what he says,
he'll scare people away.
It scares people away because you've got these people out there whose paradigm, they're locked into this left-right thing,
right,
and they can't get past it.
They can't think outside of the box, and they're
You go drop a truth bomb on them, and they get trouble. And the campaign's in trouble.
They can't think outside of the box, and they're too ignorant to know that both political parties have been involved with this from the get-go and all along, and they don't know it. They're either too young to know it, or they just want to put it on one specific group of people. And it's just ridiculous. But I do think he should come back stronger personally. I mean, he should remain the gentleman that he is and, of course, tell the truth, which he does. Yeah. But I think he should come back stronger. I
think as it goes along, Catherine, I think we're starting to see him do that because he went at McCain a little harder than he had in previous debates. And quite honestly, he could have destroyed McCain.
Oh,
I mean,
I
literally
know.
Destroyed him.
I know. I followed the man's career since 1988 when I campaigned for him.
Yeah. And if you look at his, you know, like his past appearances on Morton Downey Jr. Mm-hmm. and that kind of stuff, if Ron Paul wanted to, he could have ripped John McCain to shreds and ended John McCain's candidacy that night. But I think he's too classy of a guy to personally tear somebody down.
Right, and he's too honorable. And as an Air Force officer, he also respects McCain, even though he disagrees with his stance. He respects service, you know, that he gave towards his country and everything else. But excuse me.
I got to go. I got to get this clip of Bush played.
Okay. God bless you, Mike.
Good points as always. Good points. Thanks
for
calling.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. 2003, Iran stops their nuclear weapons program. And they've continued. They're enriching uranium for a power plant. They've got the Russians providing them, actually doing some of the enrichment, I understand. And supplying the reactor and all that kind of good stuff. Well, there's a national intelligence estimate comes out, reports that today. They've been holding this thing for like a year, trying to not have this report say that Iran's not a threat. Well, in essence, that's what the report says. And you've got George W. Bush here in a press conference. Listen to this guy. This guy lies lie upon lie upon lie. How do you know they're lying? Their mouths are moving. Take a listen.
David. Mr. President, thank you. I'd like to follow on that. When you talked about Iraq, you and others in the administration talked about a mushroom cloud. Then there were no WMD in Iraq. When it came to Iran, you said in October, on October 17th, you warned about the prospect of World War III. When months before you made that statement, this intelligence about them suspending their weapons program back in 03 had already come to light to this administration. So can't you be accused of hyping this threat? And don't you worry that that undermines U.S. credibility?
David, I don't want to contradict an august reporter such as yourself, but I was made aware of the NIE last week. In August, I think it was Mike McConnell came in and said, we have some new information. He didn't tell me what the information was. He did tell me it was going to take a while to analyze. Why would you take time to analyze new information? One, you want to make sure it's not disinformation. You want to make sure the piece of intelligence you have is real. And secondly, they want to make sure they understand the intelligence they gathered. If they think it's real, then what does it mean? And it wasn't until last week that I was briefed on the NIE that is now public. And the second part of your question has to do with this. Look, Iran was dangerous. Iran is dangerous. And Iran will be dangerous if they have the knowledge necessary to make a nuclear weapon. The NIE says that Iran had a hidden, covert nuclear weapons program. That's what it said. What's to say they couldn't start another covert nuclear weapons program? And the best way to ensure that that the world is peaceful in the future is for the international community to continue to work together to say to the Iranians, you know, we're going to isolate you. However, there is a better way forward for the Iranians. Now, in 2003, the Iranian government began to come to the table in discussions with the EU3 facilitated by the United States. In other words, we said to the EU3, we'll support your efforts to say to the Iranians, you have a choice to make. You can continue to do policy that will isolate you, or there's a better way forward. And so that was the sticks and carrots approach. You might remember the United States said at that point in time, we'll put the WTO on the table for consideration, or we'll help you with spare parts for your airplanes. It was an attempt to take advantage of what we thought was a more open-minded Iranian regime at the time. a willingness of this regime to talk about a way forward. And then the Iranians had elections. And Ahmadinejad announced that to the IAEA that he was going to... this is after, by the way, the Iranians had suspended their enrichment program. He said, we're going to stop the suspension. We'll start up the program again. And that's where we are today. My point is that there is a better way forward for the Iranians. There has been a moment during my presidency in which diplomacy provided a way forward for the Iranians. And, you know, our hope is we can get back on that path again. But what is certain is that if Iran ever had the knowledge...
Yeah, there you go. Oh, my. This guy. They were a threat. He is a threat. They could be a threat. So we need to nuke them off the planet. Before they get nukes, we show them who's got the bigger nuke. That's right. I mean, it's just utterly, utterly asinine. I mean, he literally wants to get... to gain control of all these resources. Well, you isolate Iran, okay? Iran holds their oil. Done. See how you like that, buckwheat? Well, you know, we're rapidly getting into a position where we're sitting here, we're so overextended militarily. We're overextended money-wise. We ain't got none. We're just printing more. And this guy's running around talking tough like he's ready to kick everybody's butt. Try to spread democracy at the point of a gun. That's it. Yeah. All right, back here in a minute with a final segment. You're listening to Midnight Rider right here on the Broadcasting Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
minutes of the program here tonight on the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Sean's join us once again. Sean, time is of the essence. What are your thoughts real quickly?
Yes, I know that. I was just commenting on what you said, Mike, and you're so right. You know, we have a president that has broken over 600 laws. He has the lowest rating for the APS that they ever took ratings for, and that's not what I call for. Anyways, I was looking at and thinking about what Ed and Elaine Brown, because I've been out of the loop for this. If you could just expand on that for just 1 second, I'm really, really concerned about them. I know they're in jail. If that's something that you know about.
Last I heard, Sean, and I'll let you listen off air. Last I had heard, they were still trying to get a writ of habeas corpus. At one point I heard that Tommy Crier and Larry Becraft were helping, and then now there was a letter from Ed saying they were looking for a local attorney there in Ohio that he could deal with. I have not checked in the last couple of days where they were at. I know that they want letters. I would like people to write to them. In the case of Ed and Elaine Brown, you can put money in their account because they have to buy their own shampoo, all that kind of stuff, where they're at. And I'd make a dandy little thing for them for Christmas and let them know they're not forgotten. They're there. One other person who's, there's a whole list of people, Irwin Schiff, Rick Stanley, who it appears now is probably going to have to serve out a good portion of his sentence. I think there's a chance he'll get into a halfway house next year, maybe. From good behavior, but so many people pay the price for freedom, and we can't forget them, and we won't. And I regularly check on what's going on with them, and to keep an eye on things. And I think the program that they had has still been running here on Republic. I don't know if it still is or not. They had, I think, Tim Wingate and Fred Smart were kind of continuing on with the program, but no, they're there. For according to Ed, he's been damaged permanently with some of the things that they did to him. Elaine's not really commented, from what I've seen in the postings from her, that she's been harmed, but Ed certainly has been, and that's just a sad thing. I mean, these were two old, two 60 plus year old people just sitting at home, not bothering a soul. And they just said, look, you come on our property, we're going to hurt you. And just like anybody else has a natural right to do. And they stood up for a law that doesn't exist. And for money, a group of people called the U.S. Marshal's Office acted like a bunch of armed thugs and took these people to jail. And it's a sad, sad thing, a sad, sad state of affairs. It's not about right or wrong for these people. It's about control. That's what they want ultimately, is totally control us. I mean, Clarence was talking about, having to have so much information, getting into your medical records, all that, just to be able to get a gun permit. Well, I don't need a gun permit. The Second Amendment says that I get to have one. I'm a free speech zone. I don't have to go to some stupid cage. I'm a free speech zone. It's incredible where we're at. But keep them in your thoughts and in your prayers. And folks, we're out of here. Don't forget the micro show tomorrow night. Hey, folks, find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family. That's why we're fighting to save this country. Everybody have a great night. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow night.